Well, can you give me some idea when it's going to let up? I mean, 8 hours from now? 24 hours? 40 days?
I hate the rain. You go any place?
Can't do anything. Outside, I mean. Can't play ball. Can't go for a bike ride.
There's an article here. Some guy claims that the weather conditions are controlled by the Rockefeller family. So they can bring about one world government.
Wax pots.
Ever see Rocky with an umbrella? You don't need one. It don't rain on him.
Who?
Rockefeller. It don't rain on him.
Stop it. Just stop it.
It's on your nerves after a while, doesn't it?
Oh, man. Why are all the bigwigs in that big glass building with the radiant heating while we who do the work, we gotta work in a sieve?
What's more, you better get some more pans. Because according to the Weather Bureau, it's not gonna let up until tomorrow afternoon at the earliest.
If this keeps up all night, I may kill somebody before morning.
I get a call, I'm up here in a flash. So what's all this about leaks?
You got eyes?
They're from the roof!
Do you think you'll be able to do anything about it, Mr. Beckman?
I'll have to go up on the roof and take a look.
Well, we'd appreciate that.
You know, it was a bad building, Captain. It was a big scandal when it was finished in 32. They put sand in the cement, water in the plaster, used rotten wood for the frames. Everybody went to jail.
Ironic, isn't it?
Well, it ain't all right. Gets on a roof and then leaks on through the ceiling.
You know what I like about you, Beckman? You got grasp.
My pleasure, Captain.
Rain.
Royal Police Detective, Sergeant Amenguela speaking.
Oh, lousy weather. You should see the subway.
That is one thing, though. Good rain always washes all that garbage and dirt off the street.
Yeah, right into the subway.
Goodbye. Barney, that was Mr. Gardino, owner of the Shea Ho Ho nightclub. Says some guy started a fight over there and they're busting up his place.
I'll take a run over there.
Okay.
Harris, go with Chenna.
Hey, why me, Captain? I just got out of the rain.
It's like getting out of the ocean and then going right back in. You know, the shock isn't as great.
Hey, but I just ate. Don't I have to wait an hour? Come on, Harris. Your idiocy is lost on the captain.
No, man, wow. That's all you gonna wear?
Yeah, man, I don't like all that heavy stuff. See that, man? What I like is to get wet on the outside, not on the inside.
You can get a hernia doing this.
I can get a hernia from doing just about anything. Well, Precinct Sergeant Fish. No, ma'am. I don't think the Hudson will overflow its banks. Would you leave a nice soft bed to flow through a cold, dirty city like New York?
More coffee?
Coming up, Barney.
Hey,
use that water?
It's rainwater. The best kind there is. Some people wash their hair in it.
This just comes through the ceiling, that moldy, termite-infested ceiling.
That filters out the impurities.
Okay, Mr. Ace, you better come over this way.
I could have done easy stuff. Wife jokes. Spoofs on commercials. I wanted to do something fresh, innovative. What happened? Silence. Followed by physical abuse.
Barney, this is,
Jackie Ace. You heard of me?
Why, you got a record?
Mr. Ace is a comedian. He was doing his monologue at the nightclub, and apparently it wasn't going over too well.
Pearls before swine.
Regardless, Mr. Ace began insulting the audience.
What insults? I did stuff like, well, I see I'll have to speed up, folks. I know some of your tractors are double parked.
Mr. Ace left the stage and went out into the audience, and apparently, as the result of a comment he made concerning the ankles of a man's wife, a fight ensued and turned out to be pretty much of a free-for-all.
Mr. Gardino, the owner of the club, is holding Mr. Ace personally responsible for the damage and is coming down to press charges.
Just like Lenny Bruce. You try to do topical material, they crucify you.
Being held on disorderly conduct, Mr. Ace, not social criticism.
Mr. Ace, you have a seat over here, please.
What is this? You gonna have a dance later on?
Boy, is this depressing.
This is running Philistines. I do a beautiful routine. I mean, it's current, it's thought-provoking. I do bicentennial impressions. Vignettes of our nation's founding. Huh? Classy, right?
Yeah, okay. Date of birth?
October 12th, 1924. Hey, get a load of this. Dig. John Hancock signing the Declaration of Independence. Wait a minute. Do I get to read this first?
Address?
You didn't think that was funny?
Mr. Ace, we got a lot of work to do. Otherwise, I would be laughing. Historically. Pretty good, huh?
For a non-pro, yeah. Historically.
Wow, it's still raining.
Yeah, depressing, ain't it?
It's not as depressing as this coffee.
What's the matter with it? I just made it.
Tastes like a roof.
You want good coffee? Get married.
It's tasting better.
I'm at the 12th precinct. No, it's not a nightclub. I'm under arrest. Well, come down and get me out of here, will you? You're my agent. You're responsible for me. And hurry up. You know I'm allergic to persecution. Look, if you guys are going to beat me, will you let me take off my tux?
Come on, Mr. Ace. We're just going to put you in a cell until bail is provided. Step this way, please.
Boy, was I doing great tonight. But you should have seen that audience. They sat there and stared at me like I was a freak.
This way.
Wait a minute. Look, listen. Benedict Arnold to Nathan Hale. Hang in there, kid.
This way, Mr. Reese.
Molly Pitcher at the Battle of Monmouth. Everybody got water? Hop some napkins and silverware.
In here, Mr. Ace of Clubs, huh?
One more. Yeah. One more. Yeah. Betsy Ross to George Washington. I don't know how to sew teeth.
Don't we have any crime?
You just missed it.
Oh, Mr. Beckman, how are we doing with the roof?
I got some good news, and then I got some bad news.
I could have done good news, bad news jokes. I just wanted to elevate.
Could you possibly consolidate them into one piece of lackluster news?
I just been up on the roof again. There's over 5 feet of water there now. I'm no engineer, but my personal opinion is that that roof can't support all of that water.
Nick, call emergency services.
Are you telling us that that roof could collapse on top of us?
That's crazy.
Water is a lot heavier than it looks like when it's in a glass.
Hey, Pat, dig this. Paul Revere to Benjamin Franklin. There's a crack in the Liberty Bell. I told you we should have got a horn.
Tony.
This is Captain Miller of the 12th Precinct. Look, we've got a very old building here, and I've just been informed we've got 5 feet of water on the roof. It appears... Well, don't you think that's going to create an unnatural stress? I mean... You certain? Okay, thank you. It says it is structurally impossible for anything to happen. Does he stake his reputation on?
Well, that's good enough for me. Hey, building's 40 years old. I mean, the water's not going to bring it down.
You'd be amazed how much water an old structure can hold.
Captain, you have nothing to worry about.
You say, what's going on here?
The files are filled up with rain.
Doesn't surprise me. Now, you hear that? Now, they've been coming 15 minutes apart.
A pack a bag, dear. It's time to leave for the hospital.
The roof is settling.
The roof is settling? This building is 40 years old. How come it didn't settle 40 years ago?
You don't understand the dynamics of a building. A building isn't just static. It moves, it breathes, it expands, it contracts, sways back and forth in the wind.
That's what killed the Edsel.
Excuse me, I'm looking
for a Mr. Arthur!
Jackie, baby, what happened?
I was attacked for being relevant.
Sweetheart, let me handle this.
Officer, my name is Bloom, Arthur Bloom. I'm Mr. Ace's agent.
Would you explain... My God, what is that?
No need to be alarmed. It's just the building catching its breath.
Barney, where can we put this? I mean, we're running out of dry places.
The safest place is right there in that cell. That's where the bracing for the ceiling is.
Put it in there. Save some room for us.
Excuse me.
Officer, I just want to say that the conditions in this jail are intolerable. I may lodge a formal complaint.
Lodge it. I'll sign it.
Raining in here? Still raining out there?
Yeah, it's depressing, isn't it?
Yeah, it can't last forever.
Why not?
Never has before.
Yeah, here you go. He's in here.
Mr. Gardino, it was wonderful of you to come down.
Don't tell me about wonderful. You don't know anything about wonderful. You told me he was wonderful.
Where did you get that wonderful audience tonight? Rent them from the Nazi party?
Jackie, will you please?
Do you know what my club looks like inside? A junkyard.
Good, now it matches the outside.
Mr. Gardino, on behalf of my client, I want to apologize. And may I offer a wonderful solution for all of us.
A little bit of water never hurt anything. I'd stake my professional reputation on it.
Absolutely certain there's no danger?
I'd be surprised to pick up tomorrow's papers and read that this building had collapsed.
I'll bet you won't let it ruin your day.
It's gonna be all right, huh?
Look at the man. He stakes his professional reputation on it.
Yeah, we all die tomorrow. Who's gonna know that?
We'll leave a note. The guy with the agent.
Gardino, the nightclub owner.
You come to press charges?
Trying to work things out.
Look at that. They don't need us anymore. Looks like nobody needs us anymore.
Barney?
You got a minute?
Hopefully.
All I'm asking is that you give him one more chance.
You told me he did funny stuff.
He does funny stuff. Wonderful, classy, magnificent. Jackie, do James Monroe, huh?
James Monroe?
Yeah.
Is there a doctrine in the house?
Yeah. I don't get it. Who's James Monroe?
For God's sakes, read a book.
I don't know. Are we getting anywhere, Barney?
It's hard to say. Where do you want to go?
I expected things would get better. It just seems the harder we work, the more everything stays the way it was.
That's called progress.
Yeah. It just seems like such a waste of time.
It's not a waste of time. We contribute.
But we're not respected, Barney. See? There's one thing I wanted more than anything else in the world. It's respect. Now, I'd settle for a little politeness.
You're still aiming too high.
How can you collect damages if he doesn't have a job?
Easy, I'll take everything he's got.
You're too late, pal. My ex-wife's got it all. The car, the boat, the chateau in Flushing.
Jackie, come on.
And I don't need that character anymore. You understand? I got talent. I'll give my thanks on Thanksgiving for winding up with a turkey like you.
It's supposed to be good. It's supposed
to do.
Do yourself a favor. The only way he's going to be able to pay damages is if he's working.
So let him get a job.
Yeah, well, why don't you book him back again so you'll get even?
If these April showers keep falling and the floods come raging through, don't come on to my house. My house will come over to you.
This has got to be the worst night I've ever spent on the job.
Well, you're young yet. We got good news, Captain. We got a pump on the roof, and we're draining off the water into the air shaft.
Barney? Barney, the air shaft is filling up with water, and it's leaking into the storeroom.
You got any suggestions, Beckman?
Listen, we took care of the roof. We'll take care of the storeroom.
Okay, Barney. Mr. Gardino has decided not to press charges. Oh. He's going to keep Mr. Ace on till he pays the damages.
What about all those possible assaults?
Well, nobody's filing any complaints.
Turn him loose.
Okay.
Look at that. The only catch of the night, we got to throw him back.
Okay, Mr. Ace, it has been entertaining having you play the 12th precinct. We hope never to have you back.
Thanks. And listen, you guys are all invited to be my guests at the club. I'm going to open with a new act.
Will it be funny?
Are you kidding? It's can't-miss material.
I call it my Renaissance review.
You see, he does takeoffs of famous personalities of the 16th century. Jackie, do Michelangelo.
Michelangelo? Hold it! I think we ought to wallpaper instead.
God.
What, you don't know him either?
Barnes, a mess in there. I mean, everything's soaked. The records, the forms, all the stolen property. All the nightsticks are going to warp. Only place in the whole building without running water is the bathroom.
That's it. That's it. Nick, get division commander. I think we've all had enough, huh? I've had it up to here. With inefficiency, with complacency, with trying to keep this place together with spit and wire. I'm sick and tired of trying to keep the lid on this potboiler situation we're living in with no heat, no air, no light. No decent toilets! They are going to hear from me. And I don't want to hear any excuses. I don't want to hear from budgets. I don't want to hear any cockamamie fiscal garbage. They could take this job. They could...
Barney, I can't get through. The phone lines must be washed out.
What happened?
A piece of the ceiling collapsed.
Sure, what do you expect? You can't yell at a building like this.
Listen, everyone, I'd like to apologize to everybody for sure.
No. I'm the one who's always saying keep things in perspective and...
Hey, forget it, Barney. I mean, we all were depressed tonight.
You're just the first person to put it into screen.
Depression is a lot like a cold. One guy gets it, he starts passing it around.
Yeah, but you can't let it get you.
What you gotta do is develop an oriental philosophy. Like my grandfather used to say, many things look bleak at the moment of occurrence, but at least we ain't got locusts.
It's a Fandemonium Marathon on TV Land all weekend long, all the finest episodes. Bet you can't watch just one.